thank you, and welcome to a special rendition of Santori Unplugged. I'm your host, Santori. It is April 1st, 2020, April Fool's Day. Also with me is my co-host, Tony P. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, you know, quarantined.
Yeah, doing good, huh? Hey, you like, huh?
Since last we spoke, a virus has emerged.
Yeah, it has emerged and it's taken over everything. But hey, what do you think about that new intro music? I didn't do the anthrax this time. You like that intro to the show? You
good,
like that intro? Huh?
Listen, I liked it. I thought it was good. Did you like it?
I like that. You know where that's from, don't you?
I do know where that's from.
Some people don't know everybody. Yes. Some people don't know where that's from, but I'm going to go ahead and educate them. That's from WKRP in Cincinnati, sitcom back in the day. And that's the ending of the song. But I'm going to talk a little bit about that song because it's pretty funny. Back then, the music was, like, cool, like, whatever. You couldn't really understand what the people are singing about. So this guy wrote this song that I just heard, and he did it on purpose, like make gibberish, because just to prove a point of how you don't understand what people are singing, rock music. So I jot down the words, the lyrics.
It does sound gibberish.
It is. Do you want to hear the lyrics? Oh, who's that? Who's that?
Hello.
Is that Jolene?
It is Jolene.
Well, hello, Jolene. How are you?
Did we say that the same time?
I said, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? How are you holding up in this thing?
Oh, I'm holding up all right. Just chilling, you know? Pretty much chilling like a villain, Matt Dillon, Bob Dillon, chilling like all three of them.
Now, we finally got to meet after, what was it, last month, which is exciting because you're now in Colorado.
Yes, I'm here. I'm in Colorado. And I've only seen you guys maybe. What happened?
Hey, Mike. Mike.
Yes, why are you yelling? Yes.
So somebody on the line, caller, are you there?
Who's this? Caller's not there.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello? Who's that?
Hello.
Who is this?
What's up? Is this the Santori?
It sounds like someone we know.
What's up?
It is a doctor.
How are you?
Thanks, good. How are you?
For the invite. Oh, I'm doing swell, man. I'm doing swell. Just thanks for inviting me back. I hear the usual team members on the line. So my regards and peace and love out to you. But yeah, thanks.
Hi,
thanks for having me back. I'm doing great.
Well, thank you for
Thank you.
Yeah, man. Thank you for being here.
No,
how's quarantine time going for you?
Oh, you know, I noticed today, like, I went by the dollar store to grab some supplies, and they had about 500 cases of Corona beer going for, like, $3 each.
What?
And I was tempted. I was very tempted, but, you know, I didn't want to start any controversy, so I just left it alone. But, yeah, and Dollar General. They, like, took it all out of the freezer, put it in the aisle where it's hot now. Like, they're just trying to get it out of there. But other than that, it's cool. You know, I'm, you know, being able to be with the family and kind of come out of the world a little bit because I'm just used to the hustle and bustle and just being able to slow down, you know, and catch up with people, catch up with things, you know. And it's definitely unfortunate, but I definitely don't think that our world is going to ever be the same again. It's definitely one of those pivotal moments in history where we'll go back and remember when this happened and how it affected everything, you know. was just doing a lot of research. A lot of the, I'm studying what the rich people are doing right now because they're like happy because they know how rich they're going to get behind this because that's all they're talking about is buy silver, buy gold. You know, like Ford is down at $4. All of the wheat stocks dropped from like $7. Like Hex, the Hexos one I got, and the other one out of Canada, ACB, they were like $7 earlier this year. Now it's like 70 cents. So I had to buy up a whole bunch of that, you know, but just really trying to adjust, just really trying to keep the family safe and just really my heart going out to all those other people who are going through this madness. But,
right.
You know.
Well, and Mike, you just, you know, you moved to Colorado literally, what, was it a week and a half before the quarantine? Was that?
Yeah. No, I arrived here March 9th, and I worked one day at the new transfer. I got transferred to the new place and worked one day, and then all of a sudden, 2 days later, laid off, shut down. So, yeah. I only got to see you, what, like four times since I've been here? And, like, I've seen James. Like, oh, by the way, let's wish our buddy James happy birthday. Happy birthday, James.
Hey, happy birthday.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, name that tune.
It's been a while since I played this game, so I don't know if it'll be any good.
You don't know if it'll be any good? Well, it came back because, you know, everything, everybody's back, everything came back. So,
right.
You know, unfortunately, it looks like we only have three, even though I uploaded six. Okay, whatever. Blog Talk Radio is what it is. So, Mike Santori, one,
yes,
two,
sir.
Or three?
Let's do 1, 2, or 3. Let's do 3. We only get three songs, but that's right. Blog Talk Radio. We're
yeah,
not going to talk about Blog Talk
Radio. I uploaded this. All right, let's hear this one. And if you know it at home, please feel free to join the chat with 1,000 people right now. Here we go.
All right.
Name that tune.
I know it.
Whoa. Did
is
you
that
see
like
it?
A show tune or something? What is that? It sounds like some kind of show tune or sitcom.
I don't know. Jolene knows it. I have no idea what that is. I can't lie. I have no idea what that is.
Butter.
You gonna say it?
Do you know it?
No, I know how to sing it. I know the words Buttercup. Is it? But I don't know what the song is. That's my problem. I really probably sing the song, but I couldn't tell you who sings it or what the actual name of the song is. Buttercup, don't break my heart. Am I saying it right? Do it again.
Do we have an answer, Mike?
No, I don't. I don't even have a guess. I don't even have a guess. But I like her. I like her guess. But I don't think that's it. I like it.
No,
I have no idea what
you
that
have
is.
We got to hear a little bit more. Just like 2 extra seconds of that. I almost had it.
No.
Come on, give him one. No, do it. Build me a buttercup.
Let's take a listen.
Yeah, buttercup.
Still, I need you more than ever.
She now leads.
No shit.
You.
You're slacking.
Good job, Jolene.
Thank you.
Yeah,
and,
you're welcome.
So I have to announce the new addition. If you can hear.
Oh, we have a new addition.
His name is Oliver. Say hi, Oliver. Oliver is pawing
hey,
at
Oliver.
The phone. Yes.
Hello, Oliver.
You're in the background. And if you hear anybody, it's just Oliver trying to join the conversation.
So just in case you hear a dog bark, it's going to be Oliver heard.
Yeah.
So,
So, Mike, tell the people when you got here, and it was like, you know, ordered social distancing. Tell the people when you went out how it looked.
How it looked? It looked like a ghost town. It looked really quiet. Like going to the weed store now, it's just like there's like no cars on the road, no one's on the road, but it's nice here. It's very beautiful, 60 degrees today. But yes, it's very quiet, especially looking to see that like some stores and parking lots are empty.
Remember when it was full? Remember when we went to Coronavirus Central?
Yes, I do remember that. And we didn't go inside because you did not want to get coronavirus. You thought you were doing the smart thing by going to a faraway place to get groceries, and yet everyone else had your idea. And they were all there. Everyone was there.
Because like it was in the middle of a small town, and like a whole bunch of other small towns. Contributing another small town, so it's like everyone just had that one place to go. So in actuality, that was the worst place to go because there was no other option. But
I thought that farm people, they usually have stuff stocked up. I'm serious. Those people usually have storerooms and they buy big when they go shopping. That's what happens. You know, usually they're the Costco goers or the people who can't get to Costco, which I would say. Now that they're only letting in 50 people at a time, it's nice, I guess.
I mean, it was a good idea on your part. Just too bad everyone else had your idea. Everyone was there.
Well, let me ask you, Mike, how do you feel about April Fool's pranks today? Since it is April Fool's Day and it's Jersey James' birthday. I haven't heard any or seen any. Or I even feel reluctant to do one.
No, man, because this is the biggest April Fool's ever. This you can't top this, man. Everyone, stay inside. April Fool's. Can't go outside. Can't go to a restaurant. Can't, you know? Dude, nothing. You can't, I mean, what kind of prank are you going to pull? I mean, I'm sure some pranks have been pulled today, and if you have, like, been doing the ritual of making pranks and saying some jokes, good. But, yeah, I haven't seen it because I've been stuck inside. All by myself. I haven't really seen people except for my weed dealer at the weed store. Is that what you call them, people, by the way? Weed dealers? I mean, they still like classified as weed dealers? Are they called pharmaceutical? Are they pharmaceutical people? Medical marijuana pharmacist?
Bartender.
Oh, yeah, bartender. Marijuana bartender. All right, whatever. Yeah, a bartender. That's the only, and I was like 20 feet away from them because they got this big ass like yellow line you cannot cross, and it's like miles away. It's like at the front door. You have to shout out your order. They give you a bullhorn. No, they don't.
Everybody's nervous. Yeah, I know I was, man. I don't want to set somebody off. You know, people are like on edge. So I think right now you don't want to do or say anything that just kind of, you know.
Right, people on edge. People are, you know, they're, you know, people are on their seats right now. They don't know what the fuck they're doing. Everyone's like so confused. It's like you're gonna throw a prank at them or a joke. I mean, even if you had that opportunity, because you know, like I said, I'm at home by myself. There's like no one really put a prank on except for myself, but that's no fun.
It is. But how do you feel about being able to walk to the store anytime you want weed?
I think that's great. I love it. I think they should never close that down or the liquor store. So that'd be the dumbest thing that anyone could do.
What was your first, like, what was your first experience when you walked in? Like, what was your first thought? Like, what did you think about? Like, because I know when I first came here, weed wasn't, it just became, no, I came here and it was just for medical. Then I came here again and it was actually, so I was able to go in. My first thought was, oh my God, there's just so much information. Because they tell you the buzz.
No.
They're like, here, look at the buzz. Look at all these things, like the chemical property of the buzz. And I'm like, I used to just go pick shit up and just whatever you came home with, that was it. So, like, what was your first, like?
Well, that's what I went with DW. I went with DW, his local, you know, joint. And it was, like, really cool. They give you, you know, you give your ID, then they check you in, whatever, and you just stand there, wait in line. And then there's, like, you know, a menu of all – I don't even know what the – I just want weed, man. I just want to get high. I don't know, whatever. Whatever is affordable. So I was doing the five joints, and then I was doing a candy bar. So my total was, like, $50 each time. But now I found out today that – I should have been buying Ace this whole time.
I told you, Mike. I told you. I said.
I know. And that's what I was waiting for. I was waiting for that. See, as soon as I said that, I knew I was going to get myself in trouble with you. So, yes, I should have been listening to your voice from the get-go. My bad. But I found out today that you were right, and I should have been doing that the whole time. So, congratulations. I found out later I should have listened to you. 2 weeks later, actually almost a month.
Check the good part of this out, okay? First of all, you smoke cigarettes, so go get a giant bag of tobacco because you can roll it. And then you'll learn to roll the joints with the weed. You can put them together, and you can have a cigarette. And then that would, number one, lower the amount of cigarettes you have to get. You could still roll them, and it would give you good practice for weed rolling.
Because
I know you don't like the pipe. You don't like a pipe. You like a joint, but you don't like to roll it.
Yeah, but I do it anyway. I don't mind rolling it. I have no problem rolling it. It's just, you know, I like the best. I was getting lazy. I got here and I got lazy. And I'm like, man, I'd just rather just buy, you know, pre-rolled joints. But I actually rolled up five joints today and still got some shit left over. And I was buying five joints for $40. And that shit only lasts like 3 days.
$20, $30?
Huh?
Because when we went to our place, and I was give a shout out to Medicine Man, we went there and it was good. I got the quarter for 50. That one time? Yeah, quarter for 50. That one time I got a quarter for 36. It was awesome, and it's good weed. Like, people don't understand. Like, the weed is good, and you don't have to – well, now you have to sit in your car in a parking lot and wait for the guy to come out to you. Like,
then it brings you back to the
roots, man. Yeah, you have to sit in the Taco Bell parking lot waiting for the guy to come out with your order of weed.
It's like curbside weed delivery.
It is, It is. It's curb. You don't have to get in anybody's car, though. That's the difference. Cause in the old days, you'd have to just get in the guy's car.
Drive around the block.
Drive around, choose the weed, and then he'd get there and he'd drop you off. Like, oh, I don't know why I'm getting out of this car and getting into this other one.
Right?
And then
you'd be –
I got some weed, but we got to go for a ride. It'll take an hour. And then, like, 10 hours later, you're like, I still haven't gotten a fucking weed. And you're on a trip.
Yes, I have to say that I'm blessed that I don't have to go through that nightmare. So I'm glad that I'm in a state where I can just walk down the road and there it is.
Mike, the best part is if you go to the Green Solution, right, they're more of a – they're like a chain weed. But the best part of Green Solution is you can literally go online, order it, go up, pick it up, and leave. Like, you don't even have to walk in the fucking store. If I ever thought that I could online order weed, I would have been like, really?
And there's no
like,
more of that. It's just all pickup now.
Well, no, you could still online order.
Online, but you have to pick up. You can't
you
go in.
They're
going to bring
it
to your car.
Me. They're like, you know, what's it called?
Online order, doctor, for the weed.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
You know what? My thing is I've discovered edibles. And, like, I told Mike this, edibles, there's just something. Before I used to take them, I'm like, you know what, they don't do anything. They take too long to hit. They just make me sleepy. Because I would always, like, take so much, and then I would just pass out because I didn't know what the hell I was doing. But somehow I've really learned to appreciate them, and it's such a different high. And now when I like smoke regular weed, I'm like, I feel weird. There's Oliver. He agrees. And like, I just feel weird now. And it's like, I've gotten so accustomed to edibles. And like that Boulder bar, totally recommend the Boulder bar.
He eats the edibles. That's what we had to get. But no, Mike, social distancing says that when I go pick it up next time, I will come. You can hand me the money through a third-party stick. It's on the end of a stick, right?
Sorry, Mike, but I'm actually still going into my work office, so, like, I don't want – I have to worry about everyone that I'm
yeah,
being
so
around.
Put it on the end of a stick. Put it on the end of a stick and hand it through the window. Or get one of those little claw things and then hand it through the window, and then I'll take it and I'll spray it down with my alcohol bottle. You know I have an alcohol. Spray it down, and then I will get you the weed. And I've sprayed out that.
For the record, he's not kidding. He literally carries a bottle, a toy bottle. And he sprays it.
I know he does. He sprayed me. He sprayed me as soon as he like got out of the car and in the car. Fucker spraying my hand. The ATM machine, yes, I know. I was well-deserved. Well-deserved to spray my hands at that point. Got it. That was very, very, very cleansy of you. Very sanitizing of you.
You got to fucking worry about who sneezes.
This whole thing doesn't fit my personality because I'm just like whatever most of the time. And it's got me like perrelling my hands all the time. I'm like, this is not who I am. But now I've become
right.
kind of German. Like, not much, thankfully, not much. Because, like, I wouldn't be crazy either. It's a little insane.
Ladies and gentlemen, name that tune.
So I found another one, so it's good. I don't know why it was where it was, but okay. Are you ready? Everybody
sure.
Playing at home.
Jolene's got one and we got zero.
All right, let's see. Let's do this.
No, you can't see.
No, I'm not looking. I don't cheat.
All right, here we go. And everybody out there, name that tune.
I know it.
Come on.
Come on.
That's too easy. Come on, you also know this.
Billy Joel.
No.
A good guy.
Sorry, but...
It is a good guy.
I mean, but it's not.
And yeah, Jolene, do you know what it's called?
No. Play more. Play more. So
no.
Just play more.
I'm not playing anymore because everybody knows what it is.
I just can't.
They can't.
Not everybody. Only Mike knows. Mike is the only one that ever knows. We know how this game goes.
I didn't know the last one.
Mike, break the tie.
You ready?
Yeah.
It's Journey, Open Arms.
Oh, I was just going to say that.
Should be a secret.
side now.
Open yes. Arms. That's such a good song.
Yes.
Steve Perry, I don't think, you know, his voice is iconic. He's known as the voice. But I really don't know if there's ever going to be anybody like that. Like, his melodic sound is just so awesome.
They have an Asian guy doing it now. The lead singer for Journey now is Asian. He sings pretty good. Sounds like Steve. But there will be no Steve Perry. But that
yeah,
reminds me, that goes back to my, huh?
Just because he sounds like it, just because Adam Lambert can sing the Queen songs doesn't mean he's Freddie Mercury.
There is no other Freddie Mercury. There's no other Steve Perry. I see what you're saying. But can we go back to what I want to do in the original, like when we open up the show with that song? I want to read the lyrics to that song, our opening intro, because I think it's pretty funny. You ready?
Okay, read the lyrics. Yes.
All right. Mad Tooth bar chin up, boxing out of her hair now. Still do the modern day whack-a-mole ditto. What's that, good bartender? I'd have had beer and head out. I said I wouldn't do it if a poodle had a lid on. Yeah. It sounded funny earlier. My bad. Never mind.
It was funny because I didn't understand what the guy was saying. It sounded like a bartender, but I was like, I don't understand it. And I guess that was the point of it, is that you weren't supposed to understand it. And listen, I was going to play a commercial out or in, but I don't know what are commercials anymore.
No commercials.
No, there's not going to be any commercials. I just said I don't know. Because this is
Oliver needs a commercial.
Oliver wants a commercial. Oliver wants a commercial. Hey, do you have time to go ahead and try and track that guy down? You want to try and call that guy? You don't
want
to do that?
You want me? Let's see. We're at the top of the hour. Hold on. Let me the number.
I know he's not working.
Let me find something can fill some time.
Play that whole
Yeah.
Whole
full
song.
Call this mystery caller. I hope he answers too.
I'm going to play another song. I guess we're going to break.
Take a break.
I will take a break.
Music break.
All right.
All right. So, Mike.
Take a music break while we track this guy down.
Take us out to break.
All right. We'll be right back. Stay tuned with Santori Unplugged.
Yeah.
hope he answers.
Oh, it'd be great if he answers.
If he doesn't answer, you know you're going to blow him up, right?
Hello, who's this?
Who's this?
Hello.
Who's this?
Hey.
Who's this?
Hey.
Hey.
Oh, wow, I didn't even get you. What?
Yeah. Yeah. What's up, man? You are. You know what you're doing, don't you? Yeah, what are you doing? What are you doing?
I have no idea.
Exactly.
You're fucking lost.
Are you?
I'm coughing because it's shot. Totally lost.
Are you okay?
I just got furloughed for 2 months.
What?
Border Force. No, Border Force. Just watching Border Force. Watching them bust everything. I don't know. Thomas is cooking chili.
Are you okay?
No, it's I'm having a weird time, man. No, I don't have corona at all. I'm fine.
Good.
I don't have a fucking clue. How come your number didn't show up like a regular number?
Oh,
that's why.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah. Oh, that's cute. I'll have a new phone.
Got
you got
him.
Nothing else to do with your life. Nothing else to do with your life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Neither do you. So yeah. So this is what we do. Yeah, we get up. We have a podcast and we call our friends, people from our
347
lives, and we
347. This number won't work starting tomorrow. So you'll have a new number. I'll text it to you.
What do you mean? You better text me.
I'm switching some. Yeah, I got lots of new phones and lots of things going on, but nothing worthwhile because
well,
the federal government.
The world shut down.
The fucking federal government needs to send me the first check and then the second check. In the state of Florida, I got furloughed for 2 fucking months. So what the fuck? You know, Disney World shut down for 2 fucking months? Are you fucking crazy? Can I say the word fuck? Fuck it.
You can do whatever you
want. Thousands of dollars we're losing. We're all losing just thousands. Everybody in Orlando, Colorado, fucking whatever. Who cares about California? Fuck California.
Has anybody got a chance to see that stimulus bill yet?
So what you been doing with your time?
Unemployment, like, is your job?
I sleep to a certain point, then I go sunbathe, and then I swim, and then I start drinking Fireball.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I got a swimming pool. I live on a golf course, and I have a golf course and a swimming pool here. So you golf and you swim, and then you drink Fireball. That's how it works in Orlando. And then you try to apply for more fucking money. Apply for more money. They sent me my furlough notification today. They said, you're fucking laid off with no pay until, when is this? April, May. To the end of May. I'm like, oh, that's great. That's good news. That's good news. At least they let you know how long you... And then the state of Florida, you can't file for unemployment because it's fucking, the shit's so jammed up. That they're a bunch of assholes that they jacked it. They jacked it.
Go get it in there anyway.
Are they giving
it in the system?
Yeah, we get some money. We're
going
to get we get unemployment on steroids, an extra 600 if you ever get through the system. If you can't get through the system.
I was reading over the bill. They did do some pretty cool stuff because, number one, they can't really. They're going to give out some money, but it's a lot of other cool things in there. Now, the Democrats wanted to get rid of, like, student loans, but the Republicans, like, well, nah. But what I just saw today, what Pelosi was saying, I got to find this bill because it's supposed to be open and online. It's supposed to be all these people who have, like, 401k tax shelters. Usually the government would penalize you if you take some money out, and they'll screw you over, which they did to me before. But now they're saying that they're going to, part of the bill, one of the many things they're going to do to help everybody is let them take some money out of a tax shelter with no penalty. So they're probably going to do a lot. They're going to have to do some creative shit to at least.
Yeah, but she ain't coming back. She ain't coming back to the 20th. So that little shit, Pelosi, that detained everything for a fucking week. Cost me $1,200 for a fucking week. for the fucking Rockefeller Center. That little bitch can go to hell. But anyway, fuck, fucking bitch. Fucking don't even talk to me about that fucking piece of shit. You're talking about hardcore fucking Reaganite here, man. South Florida, bitch. I'm off. South Florida, bitch. Yeah, now we ain't got time for her bullshit. She postponed my goddamn money for 2 weeks, stupid bitch. Wow. Yeah, that's how it is, too. So anyway, that's not a good subject. The bitch ain't even going back to work to the 20th of April. So, you know, she ain't doing us no good right now. $1,200 check and got a $500 check from the relief fund from the Restaurant Association of America. Thank God. There's some good people there. All the big guys, Gordon Ramsay, all the big boys got together, $10 million together to send servers and bartenders some backup money. But it's first come, first serve. So who knows? And Disney World's closed. That's all that matters. When Disney World's closed, the world is a piece of shit.
That's
all that matters. When Disney's closed, that's all that matters. And I'm sitting here looking at Disney World dead in the eyes every day. Ain't nobody doing shit out here in Orlando. Except a bunch of damn... There ain't nobody doing shit out here in Orlando except for, thank God, the first responders in Walmart and friggin' Publix supermarket.
Yeah. Oh, and Dollar
General. Yeah, Publix. Dollar General's good. Publix good. Walmart's good. They run me out of there at 8 o'clock now. I can't hang out at Walmart anymore. Can't hang out at the liquor store. The police come after me if I'm drinking a beer on the street corner. I'm like, I'm trying to see Disney World, man. What are you talking about? I just ain't even got a tourist. I ain't got a Brazilian to yell at. I ain't got no Chinese people. I ain't got no black people to yell at. I ain't got nobody to yell at. I ain't got shit. Fucking Orlando sucks. They won't let me go to Fort Lauderdale because the beaches are closed. It's bad, man.
Hey, the dispensary is still open. That's good, right? Dispensaries are still open.
What?
It's booming now.
Yeah, the liquor store is open, but damn, I'm about to run out of money. Give no government grants to go buy liquor.
They're gonna give you a liquor card. Don't worry.
They ain't gonna give me a liquor card. The bums. I don't even see the homeless out here anymore. They're all got ran off too. Thank God. I don't know what the hell happened there. They're hiding in the woods.
Yeah.
It's bad, man. It's scary shit. You got all those Disney kids all sent home to wherever they came from. I don't know where they came from.
Oh, all the students that came over there. And
spring break got sent away. They're all gone. Hey, nobody. There ain't nobody in Orlando, man. There's like 20 cars. It used to be 100,000 cars. 20. Downtown Orlando, everybody's dying of coronavirus in downtown Orlando. They got a hot spot in downtown now. The bars can't open. Nothing. It's crazy. It's just... I don't know. But anyway, it was good talking to you.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for answering your phone.
I'm going to go back to the swimming pool and the golf course. We have a special lake. We're just going to catch fish and then go to the liquor store for 10 more days. That's the job. Catch fish in the pond. Hit golf balls on an empty golf course. That's about what we do down here. At least you got some mountains up there.
Yeah, right?
We can't even go to the ocean. They won't let us go to the ocean. They run you off the ocean. You get arrested if you step on the sand.
Shut the beach down, man. That's the reason.
They shut the beach down. They ain't shit. Miami Beach, Fort Lauderdale Beach, Daytona Beach just shut down today. They said, bullshit, nobody going on the beach. Ain't nothing happening. That damn sure ain't happening. They're all gone. They're all hiding. Ain't no damn cocaine to be found. Ain't no cocaine. Ain't no ecstasy. Ain't no Molly. Ain't shit. There's some weed. A bunch of guys riding around on bicycles. They gonna get arrested anyway. It fucking sucks, man. I'm just going to drink some more Fireball. All right, you guys take it easy. I'm out.
Captain Ron. You got your wish.
I did. No, I'm glad you answered the phone.
Yeah, no, there's no Maserati. There's 20 cars on the road. I'm sure one's not a Maserati.
Captain Ron.
That's a rare
thing that you got Captain Ron. This is like a classic show. Very rare that you got him.
It is, man. No, it is. I'm so glad you're a part of it, too. Thank you for being part of it, Detroit.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's so good hearing from you again. I love the videos and, like, sorry, that got weird. But
his videos are good. You should go watch. Put Santori, because that's his name now. Santori, not Mike Santori. Santori, that's his name. Go into Facebook and put it in there. And it's not with an I like you think, or autocorrect wants to make it. It's with an E. So type in Santori and go to his Facebook page, because we're working with Truckee Pacific and the other
stuff.
But anyway, what I was saying is, not only did we get Captain Ron on there today, which is a miracle, and not only is it April Fool's Day, it's also National Sourdough Day.
Oh, National Day.
National Sourdough.
Forget.
Sourdough bread. I like sourdough.
I want to know more. There's more than just one.
Yeah, it's April Fool's Day. That's the other thing that today
is.
Just a little thing.
Doctor, it was good hearing your voice. And
where are you going?
I'm going away. Isn't he leaving?
Nobody's leaving.
No.
But people
no
are
one's leaving.
What's that thing? We have a whole hour.
Yeah. We have what? How much time do we have?
An hour and 14 minutes.
Even Oliver.
Oh, wow. I don't know if I can do an hour and 15. I was probably had only 15 minutes left, I thought.
I have a whole bunch of stuff. I have tons of Name That Tunes left. I have tons of other stuff.
You got one song left. You got one song left.
Two songs left, actually.
Okay.
Two left. So, but there's only 15 minutes if you want to just do the hour. I don't know.
Yeah, I just want to do the hour. No. I think the show's, I think it's already good. I mean, we got Captain Ron, we got Detroit, we got everything I wanted. It's a good show. And we got
ladies and gentlemen, Name That Tune.
Like I said, you got two more, man. So here's one. Are you ready for one or two? Choose one or two.
I'll let John choose.
All right, we're going to take number one, uno.
All right, this is Name That Tune, Epic Santori Unplugged premiere. We'll be here every week. The day might change, but the people won't. But here we go, and if you're out there, name this tune.
I got it.
Doctor, do you got it?
Could you play it one more time? I almost got it. I just want to make sure, you know. All right. That is Men at Work, Man Down Under.
Nice. Man Down Under.
Nice.
fighter come be on a hippie trail head full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under?
The Doctor, and one for Santori. It's tied.
There you go.
Wow. There it is. This is probably the first time this has ever happened.
It's historic.
Yeah,
how did he
picked up the phone? He wasn't nearly as drunk as he should have been.
No. He was actually, I think we got like a little tipsy Captain Ron, but not like full-blown drunk. But no, he was good. Classic. He did everything I wanted him to do. Perfect. Just talk. Just do that. Just answer the phone. That's all I wanted him to do is answer the fucking phone. That dude
I told Jersey James to call in, but he's apparently not busy. We could call him if you want.
No, it's his birthday, man. No, he's fine. If you don't want to call, that's cool.
Let's call him and wish him a happy birthday. You got his number? Let's wish him a happy birthday. It's early. You don't have his actual phone number?
You want to call him? I mean, if you want to call him, you can call him. That's cool. I mean, I just figured it's his birthday. He'd probably be, like, doing birthday things. I don't know.
I'm dealing with a crazy
puppy. Text me his phone number.
I mean,
can you text his phone number? I don't have it.
Well, then we're not going to call him. I don't have time to do all that. That's fine. You don't have to call him.
I'll send him a message on Facebook and say, hey, what's the number to call him to? I'll send him a message.
The call-in number? Are you ready? And this is for the people at home.
All right, hold on.
Call-in number.
All right, go ahead.
But why can't you don't have his phone number?
No.
You don't have to tell it on the air. I'll mute us. We'll see it. Okay. The phone number is 619-924. Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
All right, stop.
Neighbor Tina's already. Go ahead.
619-924.
This is our
life.
0815.
Okay. I'm
just going to close that and be like, call Oliver.
Call now.
Supplies are limited.
Oh, Oliver.
So
should we take
another? Filling that while you guys talk. Oliver.
It works though. It's good. It's funny, right, Mike? That's good, right?
I liked it. No, it was good. It's off the cuff shit. That's fine. So what are we doing? Are we doing 15 minutes or what? Are we gonna go in a little extra?
Well, because
if we're gonna call him, let's just go. All right, let's just go.
What do you mean? Let's just go. We got tons more stuff. Don't you want to know?
That's what I'm saying. So let's just go with another fucking. Just go. Keep going with it.
Okay.
Not like go off the air. Yeah. Fuck it.
So today,
fuck it.
Born today. Let's see who was born on April Fool's Day, along with Jersey James of the Truckee Pacific and the Mile High Podcast. Let's see. Anybody of import? Nope. Otto von Bismarck. I don't know any of these people. So obviously nobody important.
No one important today was born today.
Peter O'Toole. no, that's not the same Peter O'Toole. I don't know who that is. That's a different Peter O'Toole. That's the musician.
That's not the actor Peter O'Toole.
Logan Paul. He's a YouTuber. So the most notable birth today is Jersey James and some YouTuber. Those are the two most notable birthdays for the day.
There you go.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Nobody was born today. I mean, all these people were born today, of course, because it says. But I don't know who any of them is. Christian Flanagan, Stephen Fleming, and Ferdy Verduklu. Ferdy was born today in 1973. Let's not forget Ferdy. Right, since
Ferdy was born today?
Oh. Ferdy, not Fergie. Ferdy. Ferdy McGriffindor.
Oh.
No, his name is Ferdy.
I thought you said Ferdy.
Ferdy.
Sound like
Ferdy. Ferdy Vircaudu. Ferdy. His name is Ferdy, damn it. Fuck you. Damn it. His name is Ferdy. Fuck that. Where's Jerry?
Ladies and gentlemen, name that tune.
I know it's his birthday. That's why I had his phone number. We could call and wish him a happy birthday. If you have his phone number, you should text it to me in the next 5 minutes while we do this. All right. So this is last Name That Tune today, apparently. And so if you out there at home can hear or are listening, here we go. Mike Santori, are you ready?
Yes.
Dr. Detroit. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I am going to rip off your head and shit down your neck.
Totally.
All right, let's do it.
There it All is. All right. That tune.
I got it.
Doctor, do you have a guess?
Let me hear this one more time. I think I almost got it. You know what? I'm going to pass my guess on to Mike, you know.
Mike says he has it. Does Mike have this song that he heard less than 1 second of? Mike? Name
Whiskey
that
bottles,
tune.
Brand new cars, an oak tree in my way. That Smell by Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Well, let's take a listen, and we'll let it run a little bit, and then we'll close it out. Let's see.
Okay, kids, let's go.
There's just one place to go for all your spatula needs.
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
A giant warehouse of spatulas for every occasion. Thousands to choose from in every shape, size, and color. And because we eliminate the middleman, we can sell all our spatulas factory direct to you. Where do you go when you want to buy name brand spatulas at a fraction of retail cost?
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
And this weekend only, take advantage of our special liquidation sale. Buy 9 spatulas, get the 10th one for just 1 penny. Don't forget, they make great Christmas presents. And what better way to say I love you than with the gift of a spatula?
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
Hello, this is Cy Greenbloom, president of Spatula City. I like their spatula so much, I bought the company.
Spatula City, 7 locations. We're in the Yellow Pages under Spatulas.
My, where did you get that lovely spatula?
We got commercials.
You were, I know, I found them. You were right about the thing.
About the Leonard smell. Skinner, that smell. Did I get a burst of my applause?
Not the person you have called is unavailable right now. Please try again later.
Really?
La persona que usted ha llamado no está disponible en este momento.
That's
por favor, intente de nuevo más tarde.
Message 2.
That's not it.
Yeah, the person is unavailable.
That's crazy. Did I give you the right number? I thought I did.
I
did.
Oh, well. I don't know. You might have. It doesn't look like the right number, though, man. I'm just saying. It doesn't look like...
No, wait, man. I gave you the wrong number for real, man. That was totally not what I don't know what the hell I was looking at, but that's not the number I was looking at, the number I wanted. But wait, no, hey, this is real serious, though. Yeah, what the fuck was that? Oh, that, okay. All right, hey, the last number is not a 2, it's a 0.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
Try that. Yeah.
The right number instead of the wrong
apparently,
number.
Apparently, I don't know how to write. I mistaken a 2 for a 0. I don't know how I did that.
So it's a 0?
It's a 0. The last digit's a 0. Okay. Hey, but where's my applause, man?
What applause?
I guess I don't get applause. No applause. I don't think he's going to answer.
You have reached the voicemail box of 91.
Anyway. Hey.
Oh, it's his birthday. So.
Oh, well. We did try to call his mad birthday, but we did. But he didn't answer, so.
And today... Nothing really important happened. Simpsons stamps. The first announced Simpsons stamp came out today. So nobody was born today, and the Simpsons stamp first appeared today.
How many years ago?
In history. And that would be 150 years. I mean, how many years?
Yeah.
2009, so 11 years ago. That's the most notable thing that happened today.
Oh, you know what's going to happen tomorrow? It's going to snow tomorrow. So it's just,
in Colorado, yes.
Yeah, and it's, like, unfortunate because, like, well, the parks are open. Like, the state parks are given free passes and everything.
Let me tell you something about the beaches with the people in the pictures. It looks like those people are at least 6 foot away. If you have a giant beach and it's empty or there's a few people on it, why can't I go on the beach at least 6 feet away? You know what I'm saying? Doctor, please chime in on this.
Okay, go ahead.
What do you think? Like, because it's a beach, but if I'm, like, 6 feet radius from everybody on every end.
Have you been on the beach, doctor? Do you know people that, your friends, family, that have been like, you know what, fuck it, I'm going to the beach?
No, not really. You know, it's everyone's been kind of scrambling trying to get food and stuff. But, I mean, I think it would be cool if you spread out. But, you know, people have been, like, pretty, like, hard-headed about it. You know, if you go to the beach. And they say, oh, no more than 10 people. You know, people are not going to, like, stand apart. And so that's what it is. Like you, like we got sense, but if you let 5,000 people say, go ahead, you know, something's going to happen. Somebody going to cough on somebody. They're going to start fighting. Somebody's going to piss in the water and Corona's going to get in the water. And if somebody's going to be swimming and coming up and some of the piss water is going to get in their mouth, and then they're going to start spitting it out. It's going to get all in somebody's food. It's going to be hell.
That's
so
how,
I think that's what,
Colorado,
yeah.
All the water is fresh Rocky Mountain beaver piss. So just substitute the same thing. The beavers pee in the water. Coors Light is beaver deer urine. So what's a little ocean in urine?
That's true. The thought should, like, help it. But I just think that, yeah. Yeah, man, it's crazy. They're going to have to do something because we can't just – I mean, it's, one part is for our safety, but I think they should come up with some safety zones or areas like that. Like, hey, this is a restricted area. And they can even have somebody watching. Like, okay, if this is you and your family, here, this is your section. And then they rope it off every 5 or 6 feet. I mean, it's always going to be somebody who's going to break the rule. That's the bad part. You know, you, everybody on the phone, we get it, and we could do it, and they'll be fine. But it's always like that anti-idiot, like that idiot who just got to be against every freaking rule, and they're going to do something stupid, and then it's going to spoil it.
One bad apple always spoils a bunch.
Always,
hey,
always.
Buddy,
so
now tell me, now having, when we went to that store and now, do you think that my actions on not touching things and being very sanitary was right, or I was being too crazy? Because I was
you were being very cautious.
You're kind of right there. Very happy.
Sit down there. You were making fun of me, and you were like, nah, come on, man. Really? Seriously? And now it's
that was just in the beginning before it all, like, you know, that was brand new before it all became such a, like, serious thing. That was in the beginning. So,
you were right.
But you have to understand, dude, you have, like, 75,000 bottles of water in your car with, like, 62 things of paper. And whatever. So then whenever you want to, like, and then you want to, like, throw, like, a spray bottle on my hands, like, come on, dude. It's a contradiction.
Yeah, but my trash is sanitary. I've sanitized my trash.
My trash is sanitary.
All right, my bad.
So, yeah, that's why I was just, like, that's why I couldn't take you seriously. Because you got me climbing in this, like,
honestly,
what were you going to say?
Him. There over the fucking stupid comfort trash, as we call it.
Comfort trash.
Spraying it.
And I sprayed everything. I sprayed the car. That's
sprayed
why you can't use
the
it.
Mail. He sprayed the mail to the point where, like, I didn't have to even, like, it just peeled off. It was wet.
I spray everything. It's just a spray bottle full. People laugh. You're laughing at me. But hey, you know what? I have a bottle of the hand sanitizer and the alcohol bottle. No, I mean, I am doing the best I can and trying not to go anywhere because I have very at-risk people around me and around people I know and that I see. But I don't necessarily know if it's a bad thing to have everybody walking as long as they're 6 feet away from each other. Like, if that's social distancing.
If you have a private beach and you live in, like, one of those areas where you have a private beach, yeah.
Malibu, but if you're in your beach in Malibu, right? Everybody's backyards are connected with the beach. I'm on my beach in the middle of my backyard.
And the beach.
Is
just traveling with. So if that person on a beach coughs and they have coronavirus and somehow and
well yeah but I'm just saying that is okay
but
it's not okay for people to be at the beach as long as they're far
it's
apart
because it's a public beach and you can't know that everyone's gonna buy to that rule.
Well, I don't know if somebody's coming at me, I might punch them or throw some sand at them.
And it's gonna increase,
you know,
crime.
These people are intruding in my space. I'll throw a in the sand. Do not cross this line, right?
That's why people have these things that they're attaching to their outfits that have, like, a 6 feet away things. Like, just stay away from me.
Listen, I say let the people go to the beach as long as they stay within their 6 foot, which is a 12-foot radius.
But like
six foot.
You can't guarantee that. People are going to do whatever the fuck they want.
I guarantee it. You'll have somebody with a gun.
Yes, and it's going to increase
you wanna go
crime.
To the beach.
And
no, don't come near my circle.
Yes, and more people are getting to the beach for filing. You don't want to.
That's how you get people to stay at the beach.
I don't even think the beaches are open, by the way. I don't even think that's anyone's concern right now.
Nude beaches are the best. Because you're always standing away from. No, but I'm just saying, nude beaches, you don't want to be around anyone anyway. Like, I don't want, I get some old dude, nude.
No, you want. They want people to see them naked.
They
want to
see them naked, but I don't want to go walking up to them and be like, hey, grandpa, and shake the third hand. No, I'm not.
Like a person's penis.
But that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that it's too close. Like, I don't want to be around other naked people that I don't know. And even if I knew them, I don't know if I'd want
to. Why would you? You don't. Then you shouldn't go to a nude beach.
But I can see the people
yeah,
enough to
there
be
there it
naked.
Is. Yeah. Don't go to a nude beach.
It's okay, so I have to hosey up against?
No. Obviously not.
Obviously not. But I get close to them. I don't want to be close to them. That's what I'm saying. It forces the social distance.
No.
If people, everybody went out naked, people
no,
would want to be away.
No, people would like want to be away. It or not. And Oliver is just being a pain in the butt. Oliver.
You know who let the dogs out.
Yeah. So, hey, do we have more Name That Tune or was that it?
No, I got, I can find, there's a whole lot more shit on here. I can find, I can definitely find you something if you want to test
right.
your tune.
Ladies and gentlemen, Name That Tune.
Let me see. Well, I gotta find something. There's a whole bunch of shit.
I,
just gotta,
I thought you had it all lined up.
As I haven't been on this site since we did the show last either, and except for doing the Secrets of the Universe and other things, the greatest talk show, but I haven't
right.
been like down through what's left. Because there are other shows on this network, and I'm sure
gotcha.
That some are there. So if I could please have a heck in here, this I can have this. This is good. What is this? How could you ask the baby? The dog doesn't like it, the baby.
Oh, make him stop.
I can't. I don't know where it is.
Make it stop. Make it stop.
I can't.
So annoying.
It's
so annoying. All right.
Are you ready
too.
For next?
Yes.
Are you ready?
We're all ready.
Okay. Here we go. Let's see if you can figure this out.
I got it.
Doctor, do you know it? I'll play it again.
Yep, that's a... Oh, man. All right, one more time.
I want to hear it.
I'm trying to say the words. I just don't know who's singing it. Is ZZ Top?
Man, no.
It sounds like ZZ Top, but it's not. I can't think of the words.
Oh. Over.
I'll pass it to Jolene.
Michael Santori.
He was right. It is ZZ Top. LaGrange by ZZ Top.
Let's take a listen to Split the Point.
Rumors spreading around in that Texas town by the shack outside LaGrange. You know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you wanna go to that whole mile on the rain. They got a lot of nice girls. I'm ready.
For each of you. So now you are both tied again at 1.5.
Oh, good.
And Jolene has 1 point.
Yay.
So you have 1.5. Jolene has one.
Yay.
And I think we'll do one later for all or nothing, I believe.
All right.
Winner take all, 5 points. And we'll do it off the air. Like I'll talk to you in private, and you'll give me the answer. And if you're right, you get the points. And if you're wrong, you get nothing. Nothing. So what else? So how is Colorado? Is it what is similar to the last time? Tell people the story of the first time you came here compared to this time.
Well, the first time I came here was 18 years ago, and I came in March 16th, I want to say, or 18th. No, 16th. Day before, I think it was like either, yeah, I think I was on the road for St. Patrick. I came in the 18th. Anyway, I came into Colorado, and as soon as I showed up to Colorado, the state line, snow started falling, and it didn't stop for like 4 days. And I was like, in quarantine for 4 days, my first time in Colorado. So it's kind of like this, except for I came and a week later the world shut down. So instead of the town shutting down, the world shut down. But I like it. I like it. I always been a big fan of Colorado, and I always wanted to live here. It was just a matter of time, and that's timing's everything, they say. So. But, you know, like I came into Colorado, and then a week later, the place shut down.
We
so,
worked at
I mean,
a nice
I could have done this anyway.
Comedy routine. And
yeah,
we got, and you got shows coming up, and you did some stuff for Truckee's Pacific and for the Mile High Podcast. I was on it, too. But it's, like, kind of limited now, and that's why we're doing this show, actually. Because we could do it on the radio, and we can, you know, we'll do it every week the best we can, I think.
And we figured, you know, I figured that, you know, since people are, like, stuck at home, why not use, you know, technology? So, and it's kind of funny because I'm never good with technology.
we're already set up for this, though, right? Because we, you know, this is the same network, same song, same things, chilling. In the thing, and it's all
you know, the same. So, you know, we had it all set up, you know, and you have people now who are listening. Hopefully they're listening from Florida. We got Captain Ron today.
Yeah.
So
that was, no, it was, no, this show was meant to be, and I would like to do it again next week and probably a week after, just give us some things to do while we're in this quarantine. Because like you said, we did, Detroit, we had the thing, like, I had my 5 minutes all down. I had my gig ready to go, and we had a club lined up, and then Monday everything got shut down. So, but yeah, man, but Santori, Facebook page, check that out. I'll be doing some live videos. Check out Mile High podcast. Check them boys out. But yeah, I mean, pretty much, because you can't go anywhere and get entertained. So if you want to get entertained, here's some ideas.
No, tomorrow, if you're in
No,
tomorrow. Yes.
No.
If you hear me correctly, we will get it. If you live in Colorado, all other states not affected. But yes, that's, no, I don't know how much. The one good thing about Colorado, I have to say, is that it does randomly snow when it, like,
really?
Okay. I took my kids off.
Sorry, I wasn't trying. I just... Peace, love, and happiness.
I give up.
Don't give up. It's fine. We're all in quarantine together.
So, yeah.
And
so, pretty much, you know, if you're all stuck inside, you're all looking for entertainment, check out Mile High Podcast, Santori's Facebook page, and was it Truckee Pacific? That's it, right?
I guess.
Truckee Pacific.
They're sharing it. If they... Hopefully they share it, and James says it's his birthday, so he should have called in, but it's his birthday.
It's
so.
His birthday. He's out.
I don't think.
Captain Ron, Captain Ron had the decency to pick up. Why didn't Jersey? It's on his birthday.
No, it's his birthday.
He knows that
it's
he should have.
It's fine.
It's fine.
It's all his
birthday. He didn't have to talk to me. It's his birthday. He don't have to talk to me if he don't want to. It's cool. I'm not mad at him. I wouldn't answer my phone either. If it was my birthday, I'd be like, no, man, I'm celebrating my birthday. I don't want to be on a radio show. Right. I want to be in quarantine with my family on my birthday.
What have we got here? A fucking comedian, private joker. I admire your honesty. Hell, I like you. You can come over to my house and fuck my sister. You little scumbag. I got your name. I got your ass. You will not laugh. You will not cry. You will learn by the numbers. I will teach you. Now get up. Get on your feet. You had best unfuck yourself, or I will unscrew your head and check down your neck.
I am going to rip off your head and shit down your neck.
Dr. Detroit. I really appreciate you hearing our thought, man. Thank you for being part of this.
Yeah. Yo, no
I'm
problem,
glad you're being
man.
Safe in quarantine.
Yes, man. I'm just wishing everybody the best. I'm glad you guys are still, you know, taking some time to, you know, come together, try to have some kind of humor, you know, some kind of fun, some kind of levity, you know, and
right.
I hope we can do it again next time. You know?
Well, thank you for being part of it, man. I'm glad you're doing good and keeping the family
safe.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Thank you,
yeah, man.
Are we ending the show? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, I think we're going to end the show.
Ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
Piece of what?
That thing that clips his belt.
Oh, man.
Pooping that out. Later.
He pooped a, what does he have?
Nothing.
A clip? He myself.
Jolene, Jolene,
they now have that new meme where it's like, because everyone's like stuck home with their husbands or wives and whatever they have.
The Tiger King.
No. And it's funny, Jolene is like, don't steal my man. So like people are like putting memes of like Jolene, like, please come take my man. <She's> like, and they actually said that a divorce rate in China did go up after this whole thing. Like a lot of people got fed of a lot of people's bullshit.
Fed up.
Which is interesting. But we've been doing fine.
did you watch Tiger King, Mike?
No, I don't have Netflix.
Doctor, did you?
But I've been watching a lot of Home Improvement. What?
No, they had it on today. I didn't watch it. I got to check it out. I saw them put it on as I was walking through the living room today, but I didn't watch it.
I had no idea what to expect. Like, seriously, like, I kept hearing about it on Twitter because I'm on Twitter. So, like, I just read it, like, Tiger King, and like, you just kept hearing about it. So, like, I had no idea what to even expect until I watched like the first episode. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, it's insane. It's nothing like you could ever think of unless you just watch it. And then you're going to be like, what the fuck? Like, I didn't know shit like that existed. Like, I had no idea. It's interesting. I think you should check it out. If you have the ability, you should definitely watch
what,
it.
And that goes to show, what are you learning? What new things are you watching during this quarantine? You should better yourself.
Honestly, I probably wouldn't have watched that if it wasn't
for
the quarantine.
Better yourself, watch something new, do something new, learn something new.
Oh, and The Circle. The Circle is fucking amazing. If you want to watch a show, if you have Netflix, The Circle is a very interesting concept. Are you cutting me?
Thank you, Jolene. Always a pleasure.
Bye. Oliver says bye too.
Oliver says bye. Who let the dogs
bye,
out?
Oh, God. He's never.
All right.
Okay. Michael. I mean, sorry, San, Tori. Good show. The first one of San Tori.
Yes, it was. It was a very good show. I want to thank my co-host, Tony P, for setting it up. Jolene for coming and chatting with us. Captain Ron for making an appearance and answering his phone. I appreciate that. Dr. Detroit, always a pleasure having you on the show. Thanks for taking time out of your quarantine and talking with us and bullshitting like we usually do. And for those who have listened to the show, thank you very much for listening. And if you want to get more of Santori, go to Facebook, Santori page, Mile High Podcast, subscribe to them. They're very entertaining. And Truckee Pacific. Santori saying until next time, you guys be good to each other. Stay sane through this quarantine time. Don't lose your minds just yet because it's still only the beginning. And everyone stay safe out there. Until next time, be good to each other. We're out.
Presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.
Number 5 is alive.